The Nobel Committee consistently recognizes mediators, diplomats, humanitarians, and political leaders who have taken risks for peace. But they've also recognized organizations dealing with the grim consequences of war, landmine eradication, refugees. Here in the St. Louis area, first-generation immigrants account for just 4% of the population, and some of those folks would like to see more. Compare 4% with Chicago, where immigrants make up 17% of the city. Chicago seems to be winning that contest. But St. Louis today has the largest population of Bosnians in the world outside of Bosnia. From migrations in the early 90s, St. Louis overtook Chicago, which had a large Bosnian population from migrations in the last century. Akif Kogo is the president of the St. Louis Bosnians Incorporated. Akif, welcome.
Thank you, John.
So when we say Bosnian community, there are many Bosnian communities. Which one are you from, and how many communities are reflected in that notion of a Bosnian community here in St. Louis?
We think that there's only one Bosnian community here in St. Louis, but we do come from a different ethnic backgrounds and religious backgrounds, but there is one community here.
And that coming together, of course, is part of the story of the immigrant story here, and part of what you want to do in embracing more refugees from Syria. Describe what it is you're hoping that the St. Louis community can do.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Bosnian immigrants in St. Louis, or Bosnian refugees at the time in St. Louis, and Syrians have a lot of in common. Some of the things include that we basically went through the similar path of arrival here. We started with the conflict zone. We traveled similar path. We traveled through Western European countries by most part prior to arrival to United States. And then through a very lengthy process, we arrived to St. Louis and made St. Louis our home. We think generally in a community that Syrians can have similar paths and arrive to probably one of the greatest cities in the United States when it comes to welcoming of immigrants and people that are perhaps different than what we used to here.
So do you think that people in St. Louis are sympathetic to this idea? They actually believe that there are places in a community which has, you know, other priorities than welcoming Syrian refugees?
Well, we certainly have many priorities in our community, and we could definitely talk for days about that. But when it comes to the refugees, I think that St. Louis community proved itself over time as a very welcoming community, and I think that we can sort of replicate that process once again for Syrians.
In Bosnia, in a very, to some, unsatisfying peace settlement in the war in the 90s, it really involved bringing people together from very different groups. What's your assessment of that process, and describe what you think is going on here in our the last few minutes before the break?
Well, I think Bosnian community here in St. Louis, when we first started arriving in 1993 and throughout the entire arrival process that lasted about 10 years, we went through that entire process of unifications with other communities in St. Louis. So the people that helped Bosnian community at first were not necessarily tied to any organizations. They were rather individuals that more often were actually coming from the areas of former Yugoslavia. So some people that arrived here in 40s, 50s, 60s, that were Croatian, Serbian, were the first one to lend a hand to Bosnian refugees when we were arriving. Then that followed with different organizations such as International Institute, Catholic Refugees Charities, and a number of others that helped out Bosnians. So I think that's a unification process that worked together on a greater benefit for the city and for every single individual in the city, including upcoming refugees. It's more than a plausible option.
Thinking about Tunisia and thinking about Akif's suggestion that there's slack, do you have hope of embracing Syrians here in this community? You think so? All right, great. Akif Kogo, president of the St. Louis Bosnians Incorporated, he's going to stay with us, and when we come back, we'll have the mayor of St. Louis. Welcome back to The Takeaway. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay is with us now. Mr. Mayor, welcome.
Pleased to be with you.
Also, Akif Kogo is still with us. What do you make of that embrace or invitation to have Syrians come to the shores here of Lake Michigan and or of Mississippi River and the Missouri River? I got to look at a map.
I think it's great. And I have already joined with Anna Crosland and others at the International Institute and other St. Louisans who basically told the world we are ready to embrace Syrian refugees here in the city of St. Louis.
What's the immigrant story in St. Louis, and how is that related to your own personal family story?
Well, we are a nation of immigrants. We, all of us at some time have, descended from immigrants, many of us. And our city was built on a very strong immigrant population. My personal experience, my parents, our families came from other countries. My father's parents came from the Syrian territory in the Middle East before the World War. It's now Lebanon. So when they came to the United States, they were considered, they were Lebanese, and they were considered Syrians as well. So certainly something that really hits home for me. I've seen and I've known a lot of Lebanese and Syrian immigrants, and a lot of people descended from Lebanese and Syrian immigrants who have been just outstanding, just really positive parts of our community, leaders in every respect, in business and politics and in the community. And so I think that we should look back on our past and look at the great benefits this country has earned and received from so many dedicated, committed people to the United States of America, to our communities, to our cities, for all these decades.
Arabic spoken in your house when you were growing up?
Yes, my father could speak Arabic, although he didn't speak it to us, and they spoke really pretty much among themselves.
So his son doesn't have any?
No.
How about French? A lot of French spoken in Lebanon.
That's a second language over there. And I will tell you that they would speak. I heard a lot of Arabic when I was younger at family gatherings. They usually spoke Arabic when they didn't want the kids to know what they were talking about. My dad could, to the day he died, he could understand and speak Arabic.
Keith, you could relate to that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Took some Arabic lessons when I was a younger boy, but didn't keep up.
Well, you'll hear a lot more Arabic if Syrians actually do come to St. Louis. Just to make the mayor feel warm and fuzzy here, how many of you out here in the audience voted for Mayor Slay? And how many did not vote for Mayor Slay? Oh, come on. Oh, my goodness. Well, you're doing all right in this room. Definitely doing all right in this room. What do you say to the idea, and I'll start with you, Akif, and then we'll get the mayor's response, that, let's deal with the priorities that we have here right now in this community. How are the embrace of new populations going to do anything other than increase a sense of limited resources going to people who maybe haven't been here and, aren't as much stakeholders as people in communities that have experienced so much unrest over the last, year or two? Akif?
Well, people that are involved in community, they already know that we're doing a lot to improve the state of our community, from local government to nonprofits and everyone else that is involved in a government. And as you said earlier, I think those very limited resources that will be assigned to those refugees will pay off to us as the citizens of the city with much greater interest than what we will be giving as investment. Bosnian community is a great example of that. Bosnian community is often credited with revitalizing the South City area, starting of a number of businesses here, and basically moving this community forward and prevented deterioration of community, especially in the South Side.
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, I can tell you our experience with the Bosnian community has been just tremendous. Wonderful people who embraced the city very strongly, very quickly. And from the city standpoint, we wanted to make sure we did everything we could to make not only to make Bosnian community feel at home here. And what I used to like to say a lot to the Bosnian community is, you may have come from a different country, but you are now our neighbors, our friends, and our fellow St. Louisans. And it's worked out very well. The Bosnian community has started businesses and embraced our community, have raised families, have moved around the St. Louis region, and have just been just a wonderful resource for our community and something that we are very, very proud of. We were able to work with the Bosnian community to help the community build the first and only Bosniak minaret of its kind anywhere in North America. And I was told by the Imam Muhammad Hasic, that we were able to get it done here in St. Louis faster than they could in Sarajevo.
What do you think has to happen to set up our discussion coming up in this city for this community to win a Nobel Peace Prize in terms of getting the stakeholders together to really find consensus? Mr. Mayor, quickly before we go.
I think that we have a very welcoming community here. I don't see a major issue or any backlash at all in terms of bringing in and embracing more Syrian refugees. The more people the more things people understand about what's going on, which I think is important, and how the process works, and who the people are that come here and actually take a personal interest in even being engaged in some respect as a St. Louisan to welcome and embrace this community. The more we do of that, the better and stronger we're going to be as a community, and the more people really understand how important this is to our city.
Great, great. Mayor Slay, thank you so much. Pat Joyce, play him out, will you? Akif Kogo and Mayor Slay of St. Louis, thanks so much. It's been great having you here. Stay with us. We've got much more to talk about, including our very large discussion going on about gun control legislation that's a non-debate in the United States, but it's a big debate of the takeaway community. Stay with us.